I want to do something this morning that I have very rarely done. And that is, I want to take a homily that I used on another occasion and use it this morning. The occasion was the 4th of July, when we were bringing to the close that fortnight for freedom, when we were praying about that we might be able to maintain religious liberty, religious freedom in our nation. After that homily, somebody asked me if I would do it on a Sunday. And I've had a hard time finding a Sunday when the theme seemed appropriate. But this week we have that first reading about God's commandments, God's law. And what strikes me about that first reading is the Jewish people and the scriptures had an understanding of God's law, God's commandments, very different than our own. They saw it as a manifestation of God's love and God's care for them. So often in the world today, I think we tend to look at commandments as a restriction on our freedom, telling us that we should not do the things that we want to do. But they viewed it very differently. And if I can use a comparison, they view God's commandments something like an owner's manual. You know, if you buy a new car, you get an owner's manual. Now, we don't always read it, but we know some of the basic things that are in there. We know, for instance, you want that car to run well, you better put oil in the crankcase. And you better put water in the radiator. And it might not hurt to put gas in the tank. You know, we know that these are basic things that the manufacturer tells us that we should do if we want to get the most out of that car. Now, God's laws, God's commandments might be looked at in the same way. There are God who created us, who designed us, telling us how it is that we can reach our full potential, giving us a law, not to restrict our freedom, but to allow us to be all that He created us to be. Now, here is where I want to go into what I said on the 4th of July. You and I live in a society that is increasingly secular. By secular, I mean a society that is trying to build itself not around any religious convictions, but much more by the use of human reason. Now, secularism here in the United States, from what I can tell, is different than secularism in Europe. In Europe, there is greatly a loss of belief in any kind of God. But here in the United States, a high percentage of people still maintain a conviction that there is a God. But what tends to be happening is somehow that conviction that there is a God has been separated from how we are to live our lives. In other words, we can believe in a God, but then we can say, there's no absolute laws that I have to follow. Or I can determine for myself what is right and what is wrong. Now, some people may see secularism as a positive thing. They see it as positive because we're no longer dominated by religious convictions, we're no longer dominated by priests or bishops or pastors, that we have a freedom to think for ourselves. We can think as we want, we can do as we want. But what tends to happen when you have no foundation for your belief in what is right or what is wrong is that those determinations begin to be made by whatever factors, whatever forces have the most influence within the society. In our own society, my suspicion is that it's higher education and the media. They begin to tell us what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. Now, to give you an example of what I'm saying, there was a time, not so long ago, 40, 50 years ago, when anybody had the right to smoke wherever they wanted to smoke. At the same time, hardly no one had the right to an abortion. Today, it's just the opposite. Our ability to smoke, not that I really want that to return, but it's very limited. But abortion, according to our society, should be available for all. Notice how the values have turned around in the course of 40 or 50 years. And that is because there are no longer absolute values. But the values are determined by the forces in society that have the strongest influence. 40 years ago, I don't know that I'd ever heard the word same-sex marriage. Now today, if you oppose same-sex marriage, you're viewed as being discriminatory. You're discriminating against someone. Again, a total shift of values. Values no longer coming from a basis of faith, but by the forces that have the most influence within our society. The point I'm wanting to make is simple. When God is removed from the values of a society, there exists no objective norm for what is right or what is wrong. Because of that, abortion is now a right. Contraception must be unlimited. Euthanasia is more and more seen as something desirable, as a goal that we should strive to reach, and same-sex marriage has become an inalienable right. And yet, we as a Catholic Church say that there are absolute values. We say that there are things that are always and everywhere wrong, and that there are things that are always right. We stand to present those values in a society that often wants to condemn us, wants to, in a sense, do away with us. And yet, that seems to be the mission of the Catholic Church in our society today, to stand for absolute values, to say clearly, without doubt, that there are things that are always wrong for us to do, and that there are things that we must do. The Catholic Church views this as the greatest contribution we can make to society, to help society come back to a sound basis, a sound foundation for its moral norms, its moral teachings. We may pay a price for this. Indeed, we already are. We are condemned. We are criticized. At times we are threatened. And yet this is our mission, to speak clearly, to speak without, without any doubt, that our values, our norms, come from God's law. And God's law, we are not free to change. Once again, going back to where I began, God's law is really our freedom. God's law tells us how we can become all that we were created to become. That first reading says it is really our source of wisdom, is our source of justice, it is our source of knowing how we should live our lives. May we as Catholics continue to have the courage to believe in that law, to profess that law, and to proclaim it clearly in our world today.